Happy Friday, everybody. It's 11 minutes after 5 a.m. on this, the Friday version of your favorite morning program. We have some very important business I want to take care of right off the bat. I want to solve a problem right off the bat when we get started this morning. I need to ask, what in the heck is going on with Yo Chubby Gringo downtown, the little burrito food cart?
They're in open warfare with the Parks Department.
Okay.
And the city of Wausau.
All right.
They're convinced that there is a conspiracy of downtown restaurants and businesses that want to keep the food carts away, and that they are going to hassle them at every opportunity in order to accomplish that.
All right.
Parks Department said they were dumping grease down the drains that goes into the river.
Okay. So did he? If he dumped something down a drain, fine him, and then that's it. But I understand that there are petitions to not renew his business license for next year, or to even ban him from being downtown.
The city has a vendor ordinance that these food carts have to be so many feet away. It's like 300 feet away, which is like a full city block from the nearest restaurant.
Why? The next restaurant over is literally next door. Why should a food cart not have the same right to be in the same vicinity as anybody else?
Well, that is what I think. I think the restaurateurs want these people to go away.
I mean, it's just another little restaurant. It's for somebody that decides, want a burrito. I don't want to go inside.
What makes it more interesting is that the wife of the owner is on the city council.
No, she was on this committee that helped to write the vendor ordinance.
Right.
So the wife of the vendor?
Yes.
Head
of the city council made an interesting comment in the meeting this week, because the wife and the owner were getting a bit feisty at the meeting about the hassle that they see is happening.
Right.
She suggested to the woman that, remember, renewal of your license could be based on how you deal with us here at the city council.
That's not the way it should be. That a renewal of a business license is not subjective to how the person feels.
Apparently it is here.
Because the city has made only so many vendor licenses available, and that they imagine that there'll be competition for them.
Uh-huh.
And if you're going to give us grief in the council meetings and all this stuff, then we're going to we might look askance at your renewal application next time around.
Is Chubby Gringo downtown every day of the week?
Yes.
Okay, then if they keep this up, I'm going to throw my weight behind him. And I'm going to go down there and publicly eat his food every day.
Oh, and there is the controversy about yelling.
But if you do that, yeah.
And stand in front of other restaurants and just make yummy noises.
If you do that, there won't be food enough for anybody else. Yeah, talk about the shouting going on, too. That's interesting.
The ordinance says that you're not allowed to make any noise from your food cart.
Standing out in front going, come and eat our burritos. They're great.
Well, actually, you could, because you're not a licensee.
Okay, then I'm going to go down there, and I'm going to yell, Yo, Chubby Gringo!
That's what he does.
Well, then what's wrong with that?
He has a rally cry when he pushes his cart around. He yells, Yo, Chubby Gringo!
Yes, and that's much more annoying than a car horn going off.
And he's
off.
Not allowed to do that.
Oh, what a bunch of hooey.
So the next thing, the ice cream truck in the summer that plays Turkey in the Straw.
Yeah,
we're not allowing that.
We're not going to allow this. All right, if they're going to hammer him for what he poured down the grease trap, then I would also like to see...
Well, he claims he didn't. They claim it was ice water. The guy from the park department says, no, it was grease and waste products that are not allowed to be dumped into the drains.
Well, okay.
So somebody's lying, or somebody doesn't
understanding,
know.
My understanding is you're not allowed to dump anything at all, right? Nothing?
Nothing.
Well, I can't imagine if you're dumping water into the drain that there should be a problem with that.
But if the ordinance says you're not allowed to dump anything at all, and they're going to bust him on it, then I want to see inspectors go into every restaurant in the 400 block and make sure they're not breaking any of the ordinances either. If you're going to pick on one guy, pick on them all. Or shut your pie hole. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I went into a fast food place just last weekend that was infested with flies.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I mean, you had to shoo the flies away from your face while you're waiting for your food to come.
That's gnarly.
Well, let's see. Yesterday, you said you're not going to follow the no cell phone while driving law in Wausau.
Right. That's exactly right.
And now you're going to go down and incite a riot on the 400 block.
I'm not inciting a riot. I think this guy is being picked on unfairly, and I haven't had his food yet, but I think I might go down there today. If he's open today, I'm going to go down there and eat, and I'm going to be public about it. Now, listen, is the guy flinging his burrito at people? I mean, is he just flinging food at him?
No, everyone says that he's a nice guy. He's a character.
Okay, well, that's awesome. I think I've seen him. I was walking out. I was walking downtown. A guy pushing a cart wearing a big sombrero.
Big rainbow colored, yeah. All colors of the rainbow, okay. Sombrero.
Okay, well then, I don't mind them holding people to the ordinances, but you can't be selective about it. If you're going to pick on him, let me rephrase it. If you're going to hold his feet to the fire on ordinances, then you go to all the other restaurants and you do the exact same thing. If you're going to be, if you're going to enforce it on one, you enforce it on the other. And if you're not, then you let him slide because you're letting everybody else slide. And if the restaurants are, well, there's a restaurant out there, there's a food cart. Well, too bad. Step up your product. If you don't like the competition, do something about it. Meaning, step up your atmosphere, step up your food product, your own atmosphere.
The idea is that the brick and mortar restaurants have to pay rent, and they're paying for a location, and they have to pay. You know,
if you run a restaurant and you see yourself in competition with a guy who's got a push cart, a sombrero, yeah. and an umbrella, yeah. then your restaurant's not very good.
Well, I'm going to have to agree with you there, man, because it's two totally different clientele. There are times when I don't want to sit down and wait and be waiting. I just want to grab something on the go, and he serves that purpose. He fills that niche. There's enough for everybody, obviously. But if I can find him today when we get done, how early does he get down? Because you know me, I'm like lunch at 10 o'clock.
You know what? I see him all the time, and I've never eaten his stuff either. I'd want to do that. And I give him credit. He's out there all winter. I mean, last winter, he was there in February and March, where all the other food vendors had packed it in for the year. He's still got the sombrero, and he's got two or three coats and a big scarf
awesome.
And he's still doing his thing.
But I hate to tell him this right off the bat. If I go down there and try one of his burritos and they suck, I'm going to say that too. So just be prepared.
He's been there for a year. It must not.
It must not. It must be pretty good stuff. All right, WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Standing up for the little guy. Well, or the smaller little guy that's big, too.
Hip, hip, hurrah. I still have this crappy job. Hip, hip, hooray. I'm still making minimum wage. Oh, joy, oh, lucky me. I still have a boss to yell at me. It could be worse, most definitely. I could be Mexican living in Tempe. But of all the days, I should not complain. It would be today. 'Cause today's Friday. Yeah, I hate working for the man. Today is Friday. But at least I have a gig, unlike Lindsay Lohan. Today is Friday. Yes, I might be broken in the red. Today is Friday. But better than Michael Jackson, who's not only broke, he's dead. And frustration commence, intoxication. Today is Friday.